Good day. This is an audio update from LGK Wealth Management. Today's episode is part of an ongoing series of regular updates and education pieces to accompany our regular meetings, phone conversations, and paper or paperless communications. These audio casts or podcasts can be listened to anywhere you have a computer or mobile device. They're perfect at the computer, while you're exercising, or during your commute. Over the last few months, we've introduced you to three of the six components that contribute to a successful investment plan. Last month, we talked about investment planning itself. Today, we'll discuss component number four, retirement planning. Retirement planning involves gaining an understanding of your overall financial position and ongoing well-being once you've stopped working. Planning involves looking at your lifestyle and the expenses that make up that lifestyle. As an example, when you're retirement planning, you'll ask yourself things like, how many of my current expenses will continue into and through retirement? Things like cable and utilities. How much and how rapidly will these expenses grow each year as a result of inflation? How many of these current expenses will disappear before or at retirement? Examples include costs of child rearing and education, mortgages, work-related expenses, and the like. What kind of new expenses may arise during my retirement? Consider your travel plans or healthcare increases. Retirement planning then takes all of these current and future expenses and matches them up against your future sources of retirement income. Sources of retirement income are likely to include government pension plans like CPP and OAS, employer-based defined benefit pension plans if your employer provides one, group RRSPs, which are also employer-based, regular RRSPs, TFSAs, other investments, savings, and potential inheritances. Integral in all of this analysis is, 1. How much more can you save and invest between now and when you stop work? And 2. What will be the length of time between when you stop work and when you are likely to pass away? In other words, how long does the money have to last? Note, as people are living longer and the likelihood of living well into your 90s continues to grow, people will need to ensure that their money lasts for this extended retirement period. Alternatively, they may need to consider retiring later. But proper retirement planning cannot truly be done on a standalone basis. To ensure that you've addressed future opportunities, challenges, and risks, you're going to want to include the other components of the investment planning model as well. Consider the following. How will you manage your current and future household spending so that you don't run out of money in retirement? Can you reduce spending? Do you need to? Can you save more? All of this falls under the financial management or budgeting category. Should you add money to your TFSA or RRSP? What's the most effective way to access accounts, such as your RRSP, while paying the least amount of tax? This falls under the tax planning category. What would happen to yours or your spouse's retirement plan if you were to become disabled, ill, or incapacitated? This would fall under the risk management and insurance category. Would you like to have any money left over after you pass away to bequeath to children, grandchildren, or a charity? That's estate planning. How will you invest your assets, considering that that decision could have a significant impact on the nest egg you will ultimately accumulate? And that, of course, is investment planning. Here at LGK Wealth Management, we consider all these factors when building your retirement plan. A retirement plan isn't just about throwing a couple of numbers into a spreadsheet or some software and hitting the calculate button. It's about talking with you very frankly about who you are, what you want from retirement, where and when you want to retire, and how you'll make your wealth last. Our job then becomes helping you implement your plan so that you achieve your goals. That may involve looking at improving how to manage your investments, helping you decide the amounts and timing of withdrawals from your RRSP, looking at the practicality of delaying CPP payments, or determining whether there are risks to your retirement plans that aren't covered should something happen to you. Ultimately, our goal is to help you achieve your retirement objectives, and most importantly, not outlive your money. Next month, our article will focus on the fifth investment planning component, tax planning. Stay tuned. As always, we're grateful that you've chosen us at LGK Wealth Management to be your family's wealth advisors, and look forward to continuing to grow with you and your family. Should you have any questions about today's topic or others, we urge you to call us at 780-426-2400 or email us at administration@lgkwealth.ca. Thanks for listening.